Hi, and welcome to another interview on GivingCirclesHelp.com, where we are compiling information and interviews from people around the country who are running their own giving circles. And our purpose is to continually learn from each other so we can improve our ability to make an impact with our donations. Today I'm speaking with Maylee Walker, who is the chair of the Asian Mosaic Fund. Maylee, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Could you start by giving us an overview of your giving circle?
Yes, we started about 2.5 years ago when there was a lot of Asian professional associations, and I was involved with Asian American Pacific Islanders and philanthropy. And we kind of got together and said, you know, it's something that we could all do more together than alone. And so the piece that came up was really helping to build philanthropic leadership. So whether you were a lawyer, you know, journalist, young professional, this was something that we all had in common. And I think it was at that point that we said, let's work together to create a giving circle. And so we did it in partnership with APIP, which is Asian American Pacific Islanders and Philanthropy. And they've been really helping to speak giving circles throughout the country. I believe there are about 15 now for Asian communities throughout the country. And they provided some matching funds. And then we also partnered with the Philadelphia Foundation, which helps our money and provides matching funds as well. And so the first year we raised, I think it was about $15,000, and the group and the Giving Circle members, which are about 40 members, wanted to focus on youth development and civic engagement. And so we awarded grants to organizations that really focused on that issue and were supporting that. And then this past year, we raised our giving goal to $20,000. And to date, I'm proud to say with all our matching funds, we have about $22,000. And the focus has shifted based on feedback that we heard from the community to focus on the needs of recent immigrants and community engagement. And so we actually are getting proposals, and today is the due date for the proposal, so we look forward to receiving them.
Oh, that's great. So this will be the second time that you have granted money.
Correct. Yep, this is our second year.
So what did you learn the first year? Are you doing anything different this year than you did last?
Yeah, that's a good question. The first year when we started, we knew there was a need. I had no idea that people would give, and so I think what surprised me was the interest in people of really all ages, all backgrounds, as well as different ethnic backgrounds who really saw this vision, were excited about giving to the whole community. And so I think that's what surprised me most. So, for example, our first donor was an African-American woman who's now part of our planning committee for this year. And so it's really, you know, what draws up the larger vision and what got people excited is what really surprised me. I knew from this initial lens that we had with other Asian professionals that this might be of interest, but it's interest to the larger community, and hopefully this can help spawn other giving circles in the area. For that, it made an impact on me personally, and also I think broadened our vision as we look into this year and next year to say, how could this be an example for other communities within our region?
Mm-hmm. So when you say it made an impact on you personally, it looks like you've had experience in philanthropy in the past before this giving circle.
Yeah.
So what was the impact that it had on you?
Well, you know, I've been involved in APIP, which I've referred to before, probably for about 6 years now, and it's our chapter in Philadelphia, mostly of Asian professionals or board members on board. And I always wanted to support my own community and thought of it as my responsibility. And what I didn't realize until the Giving Circle came up is that I never gave personally of my own dollars. So I gave a lot of my time. I might attend events. But to really put it as my own personal giving was something that I never realized I wasn't doing until we talked about the Giving Circle. And I think it was the same for others, that they did want to give, but there's so many great organizations out there, and it's hard to know which ones to give to, and this Giving Circle was a vehicle for me as well, and looking at my own self and my own life and how I'm supporting diversity in communities.
So how is giving money different than giving time?
That's a good question. I love organizing, so that's what I would do anyway. I think giving money, it's also a family decision. So obviously my husband and my kids know that I spend a lot of time on different activities, but all of a sudden when you give money, and if it's a significant amount, you know, it's something that really then becomes a family decision, and looking at where our money goes. And as you know, and probably most who are listening to this know, the majority of philanthropy comes from individuals, not from foundations. And so to realize that I'm a part of that 80% or so in philanthropy and that I could make a difference is really empowering to me.
Mm-hmm. So do you find that your family is feeling like they have ownership over this donation process too, that they feel like they're also donating?
Well, my kids are young, so they're still learning. And I'm actually myself, I'm half Chinese, and my husband is half black and half white. So we come from a multicultural family. And I think for me, the importance of my involvement in the giving circle is to show my kids part of who they are, but also that we're all part of a larger society, and that it's not just focusing on one community versus another community, but there are ways to get involved and engaged.
Mm-hmm. I want to come back and talk with about your members. So it sounds like you mm-hmm. started off with 40 members.
Yeah, we have about 40 members, and that includes if people want to say that they're a member and they say their husband or wife, you know, that includes both individuals. And what we do is to be a quote-unquote voting member, so to vote on the organizations that submit proposals, we ask that the minimum donation is $250. And so in our mind, that's something that we wanted intentionally to have a stretch amount, that for all of us to donate $250, you do have to think about it or ask your husband or wife or whoever it may be. But it also realizes that we can have an impact together. And then in reality, though, we have, you know, donations as small as, I think our smallest one might have been $20, $25. So we're really inclusive in everything that we do, whether it's our grant announcement events, when we give updates. We always talk about our Asian Mosaic friends and supporters. So in the end, I think it's about building philanthropic leadership, but also raising awareness about critical issues that affect many of our communities, for example, immigration or youth development as well. So I think the dollar amount and the grants are a vehicle for that, building really more engaged individuals around philanthropy.
Mm-hmm. It's a large number of people to start out with, and I'm wondering where you were finding your members to begin with.
That's a good question. When we started, we wanted to be intentional about having fun through this process, that this was not another job. Many of us already had full-time jobs, and so our first instinct was actually to say, let's build a database, let's identify people, and then we kind of stopped ourselves and said, you know what, let's have fun with it. Invite who you want to invite. Let the organic process take care of itself. And so that's what we did, is we had those who helped start the giving circle. Some of them stay on to keep it going. Other ones served as advisors. So it was really word of mouth and us having a good time during that process.
So do you get together? How often do you meet?
That's a good question. We could probably do more of that. Because we have such a diverse age group, as well as where people live, whether they're in the city or the suburbs, we have not had a lot of social gatherings. I know some giving circles may start with a smaller number of people so they get together. We typically have one event before the giving circle kickoff, and then we have a grant announcement event, and that's actually something that we've been talking about. How do we bring more of the convening pieces of it together, knowing that we have young professionals, we have retired individuals, people with families, so we really have a diverse group of individuals who are a part of the giving circle.
Do you, if you're not meeting in person regularly, how else are you communicating with them?
Well, we have, we send out emails to, we call our Asian Mosaic friends and supporters, and so that gives updates on what's going on with the giving circle. And then we also leave it open to those who do want to get more involved. They can serve on the grant-making committee. And I don't have the numbers here. I think we have about 13 on the grant-making committee And then we have about 6 individuals who are on our core executive committee who really do the logistics piece of it. And so this way, some people just want to give, and that's what they want to do, and others want to get more involved. And so we have those two opportunities if people want to get more involved in the grant-making process. And then the voting itself happens all online. So a lot of this is virtual, that people are able to vote. And then, like I said, we all come together in the end when we award the grants to the nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So... Have you found that your members are pretty stable so far, that they've joined and they've stuck around for multiple giving cycles?
That's a good question. I mean, we have some who just wanted to give it because it was a startup. We've also had new people who, now that they've seen it, wanted to get involved. It's probably a little too early to know what that attrition is. Mm-hmm. I know in talking with some other giving circles, between year 2 and year 3 is a critical time to know who's staying and who's not staying. So we're going to be at that point next year, actually.
Mm-hmm.